All hail Her Majesty, Queen Cybella, usurper queen and scourge of Castle Blackthorn.
Scourge? Well, that's a bit harsh. I prefer to think of myself as more of a necessary evil. A little to the left. No, I think I liked it better where it was before.
How's that?
Still don't love it. I'm starting to think it's the throne I have a problem with, not the placement. Also, you know you don't have to do that, right? We have servants. I have magic!
Yeah, but what's the point of these muscles if I never use them? Gotta show off every once in a while, so you keep me around.
Now, let's not forget your other good qualities. Sense of humor, good listener, lends an air of legitimacy to my hostile takeover.
You're right. Why would you get rid of me when I'm the whole package? Oh, by the way, I just got a messenger raven from my parents. They're asking about grandkids again.
Really? They're not put off by the fact that any kids we'd have would be half-beast, half-evil witch?
Not as much as you'd think, no.
They really are being shockingly agreeable about this whole arrangement.
It was always kind of a toss-up in their minds whether I was going to run the kingdom into the ground or not once I came of age. I think they're just happy I'm married and the books are balanced, even if you kick them out and change the name of the castle.
Hey, I'm not the one who covered the castle in black thorns, okay? It was like that when I got here. Everyone was already calling it that, thanks to our least favorite sorceress. I just made it official.
Speaking of, still no sign of her?
No, and I wish you'd stop worrying, darling. I told you I'm more than a match for her, and she knows it. I doubt she'll be showing her face here for a long... What? Ugh! Dragon's teeth! That's the new perimeter alarm. Someone is breaching the magical barrier. We only have a few minutes.
Who is it? Is it Adelaide? Is she back?
No, this is much, much worse. It's my ex.
Your ex?
No, not like that. My ex-nemesis, Felicity Fairbanks. Except, she doesn't exactly know that we're exes yet.
You moved on and didn't properly break up with her? Bella, and after all that talk about me being conflict avoidant.
I know. But this is different. I'm not scared of Felicity. It's just awkward. We went to Hexwell together.
Wait, I remember you mentioning her. True Claw student, right?
Yes. Insufferable do-gooder. With the subtlety of a rampaging harpy. We were at each other's throats the entire time we were at school. She'd abjure me from entering the library. I'd strand her in the Forest of Death. You know, kid stuff. Once we graduated, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, so I committed myself to being a thorn in her side. Dismantling her successes, dreaming up elaborate plots to force her into action, regular witches' duels.
You almost sound like you miss it.
It was fun, sure, and at the time I thought it might be forever, but eventually I got bored with the whole cat-and-mouse game. I realized it was time for me to grow up and seize a kingdom like a mature witch. But we had so much history, it felt wrong to just drop her as a nemesis. I thought if I started going through the motions, she might get bored with me and I could avoid this conversation. But she's always been so tenacious. And skilled at manipulating abjurations. Okay, just stand behind me and follow my lead. I'll handle this.
That is literally always the plan.
So this is the new lair? Very dour. The wall sconces are a nice touch. Who's the fuzzball? Guard dog?
Consort. Hello, Felicity.
Ah, very on brand. Now let's talk about what's not on brand. Do you know what these are?
Keys?
That's all you've got, keys?
Crystal keys.
They're the crystal keys to the Font of Might. 6 of the 7 keys, I might add. Treacherous Quest, Locus of Nigh Unlimited Magical Potential. Ringing any bells?
Yes, right. Those crystal keys.
What is up with you lately? When you started missing our jewels, I thought, okay, she must just be busy. And when you didn't show up to ruin my appointment to the Guild of Questing Casters, I thought you were just biding your time. But now, I'm 1 key away from finishing the most major quest of my life, and you're, what, interior decorating? Something's not right. What are you hiding?
Nothing. Well, that's not true. I'm hiding a good deal at all times. Comes with the territory. But nothing in the way that you're thinking.
No, I know something's wrong. No taunting, no foiling. The Sabella I know would never pass up on an opportunity for a good foiling.
Felicity, look. While it's true that in the past I've spent a great deal of time foiling your various endeavors, and this crystal key quest sounds very engaging, there comes a time in every witch's life when...
When?
Ugh, I've thrown you into a volcano. Why is this so hard? Okay, Felicity, the reason that I haven't shown up to foil any of your plans recently is...
Ha! I'm back!
Xander? Xander! Right, yes, Felicity, the reason I haven't had time to be a good nemesis lately is because of him. This is Xander. He's...
Our son!
Your son? You have a son?
That sure is what he said. Felicity, you stay here. Casimir, Xander, family meeting.
What?
Casimir, why did you say that?
You told me to follow your lead.
You thought I was about to tell Felicity that Xander's our son?
Yes! What else could you have been about to say?
That he was my new nemesis. He has a death prophecy against me. She'd have to respect that. And even if she didn't, she wouldn't throw a fit about it in front of a child.
Oh, yeah, that would have been better.
Hey! Don't talk about me like I'm not here. And I'm not a child.
Yes, yes, I remember. You're fully grown at the ripe old age of 13. Hello, Xander. Your timing has not gotten any better, but I see you're carrying a mirror shield this time. That's progress, at least. How did you get past my guards?
A cloak of shadows.
That's all it took? Did you happen to catch the names of the guards on duty? I really need to take care of them.
You're gonna kill them?
No. I'm going to send them for remedial training. Do you think I go around killing my guards haphazardly? How would that promote loyalty, morale, or staff retention?
I don't know. It just seems like something an evil queen might do.
An evil queen, maybe, but not this evil queen. That's not my brand of evil.
Not to cut in, but Felicity is still in the throne room, probably wondering where we went. If she's as gung-ho as you said, it's probably a matter of time before she starts tearing through the castle looking for us.
You're probably right. Okay, we need to get our story straight before we get back out there. You said what you said, which isn't ideal, but I think we can work with it. If we did have a child, it would take up a lot of time. Surely that's an adequate excuse for being checked out recently.
You want me to go out there and pretend to be your son? No way! I'm not doing that!
I don't see that you have a lot of leverage here, Xander.
I have this shield!
Now I have this shield.
What? I thought you said a mirror shield would protect me!
No, I said a mirror shield was the bare minimum protection you needed if you were going to try to kill a witch. You would need way more than that to kill me.
Ugh. Fine. What do I have to do?
Just act like a son.
How?
You don't know?
Well, I don't have any parents, so no, I don't. Rub it in, why don't you?
Ah, well, that does explain why there's no one stopping you from running off to evil castles without even the proper armament. And I'm afraid I can't help you much in that respect, because I was an orphan as well. I grew up in an orphanage. Not a great one.
So you also don't know how to act like a mom! Awesome! This is such a good plan.
Wait, am I the only one here with any parent-child experience?
Well, you don't have to brag.
No, I just mean I can help. You don't have to put on this huge act or anything. It's not that complicated. Xander, you're a teenager, so you just have to act kind of exasperated. Teens are always annoyed at their parents.
Ugh, this isn't gonna work.
Perfect. And Sabella, just touch his hair every once in a while, act proud of his mediocre accomplishments, and throw in an embarrassing nickname or two.
Sounds simple enough. You up for it, Zan-Zan?
I am going to kill you so hard when this is over.
Excellent. All right, big smiles, everyone. Let's get this over with.
There you are. Hey, did you know your throne is off-center? It's driving me nuts.
Ugh, don't even get me started about the throne. It's a whole thing. But back to the conversation we were having previously. Felicity, this is Xander, my son. Adopted, obviously. Xander, this is my nemesis, Felicity Fairbanks. Say hello. Don't take the monosyllabic grunts personally. He's at that age. Teenagers, you know. Quite the handful. Just the other day, he snuck past my guards for some illicit extracurriculars, using only a cloak of shadows. Oh, I was honestly quite impressed. To get past trained guards with a relatively low-level magic item shows a lot of skill.
Really?
Really.
Oh, whatever.
We adopted him about a year ago. Is that around when you started your very impressive Crystal Key quest?
Yeah, that would line up. So that means... Oh. I'm so embarrassed. You haven't been ignoring me. You've been busy being a parent.
Exactly. It's not you. It's me. Duels and dark magic I can do in my sleep, but being a parent is a whole new endeavor. The moodiness and the rebellion.
Oh, say no more. I know exactly what you mean. I have a niece, and babysitting her is so much more exhausting than finding crystal keys. Oh, I love the little scamp, though.
Of course. I wouldn't trade my Zan-Zan for the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope this clears things up. It's nothing personal. I just have my hands a bit full at the moment.
Oh, I completely understand. Hey, I was thinking about taking on a ward about his age. Maybe one day when they're older, they'll be each other's arch nemeses. Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Oh, it would certainly be something.
All right, I'll leave you three to it. I don't want to interfere with anyone's bedtime. Xander, it was very nice to meet you. Oh, and Sabella, are you going to the class reunion in the fall?
Yes, but we won't see each other. They separated by house now, remember? After the house versus house duel that almost destroyed the entire campus.
Right, almost forgot about that. Well, if your dance card clears, let me know. Otherwise, I'm gonna... Actually, you've always been better at translocations than me. Do you mind?
Away.
Thanks!
Okay, that should get her off my back for the next 5 years, at least. At which point, you might be expected to fight her ward, but that's a problem for the future. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Is my crown crooked?
No, you're just... not exactly what I expected.
Well, what did you expect?
I don't know. You're not that mean. I thought evil witches were supposed to hate children. Not that I'm a child.
I don't hate children. I love power. If my goal was to make children miserable, I'd poorly run an orphanage. It would be much more efficient than 4 years of grad school, an apprenticeship, and a coup. Now, back to the matter of you killing me.
Huh? Oh, right! Give me my shield back so we can fight!
No, I think I'm going to keep that. Spoils victory. It'll be a good lesson for you in not starting fights you can't finish. But I want to hear about your little prophecy. You said it says you'll kill me. I'm sure that's not the exact wording, though. There's always some sort of sing-songy rhyme.
Oh, yeah, hold on. I wrote it down. Pierce the evil witch's heart, soldier on the quest alone. Castle Blackthorn is your start, battle brave and take her throne.
Take her throne? Ah, that's perfect. Xander, it's been lovely working with you, but Felicity was right about one thing. It's your bedtime. Good night.
No, wait!
Away. There. He's gone, and so is the throne. Which means we can get a new one. That wrapped up more neatly than I expected.
Yeah. Sorry for the mix-up back there. I really did think you were going to say son, not nemesis. I guess just because we've been talking about my parents and grandkids and...
Ah, that makes sense. Well, in any case, that throne was studded with enough gems to fund his tuition to any school he wants. If we're lucky, that's the last we see of him. What?
Nothing. I just think you maybe have a little bit of a soft spot for the kid.
Teen.
Okay.
Oh, hush.
This special episode, Better to Have Hated and Lost, was written and directed by Destiny Howell. Sound design is by Tal Minear, and theme music is by Jakub Żarański. Queen Sibella is voiced by Blythe Renee. Prince Casimir is voiced by Connor Bushoven. Xander is voiced by Justin Nelson. Felicity is voiced by Michelle Kelly. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Blue Sky at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and only the most necessary evil.
Reginald Marion. He's 13. I know he had a cloak of shadows, but he's 13. He shouldn't have been able to get past you. You're better than this. What's wrong? Trouble at home? Do you need some time off? You have vacation days for a reason. Use them.
Hey, y'all. Destiny here with a quick announcement. In case you don't already know, Absolutely No Adventures Season 3 is currently crowdfunding. We'd really appreciate your support, and links are in the show notes. Thanks.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitcherton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitcherton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bitchertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Marovich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta. For now.